Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate sharing our co-host music with you. It's available on Amazon. We welcome you this morning to the Student to Teacher to Student Internet Radio Show. This is where we support students who are trying to enter college or stay in college, and they are challenged with mental learning and physical disabilities or other at-risk issues. And we help them and support them in any way that we can to get through some of the most challenging times in their lives. And this is also a show where we support those who are either entering the workforce or staying in the workforce, and they need accommodations to address some of their disability issues, and their employers aren't listening, maybe because they are not aware of Americans with Disabilities Act. We hope that any educators out there that are listening this morning, we know we have a lot of educators that listen to our show. We certainly appreciate you for joining us this morning. Feel free to jump in and join us at 1-646. Dial this number now. Write it down so you can speak to me, Professor Applewhite, and all of our other participators this morning. We'll be opening up the switchboard in a moment. But anyway, our number again, let me say that, started with the area code 646, dollar one first. 1-646-727-3758. 1-646-727-3758. We have our great resource consultant, Dorothy Rashid, who will be joining us in a moment. Dorothy Nichols Rashid is just about one of the fabulous resource consultants any organization can have, and she'll be coming on board and telling us a little bit about the description of our show this morning. So we'll start opening up our switchboard and saying hello to some of our people. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? This is Professor Applewhite. You're on air. Hello? And I'm talking to a 480 number, 200. Good morning.
Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Maria Ramirez. Tell the audience out there what you do as part of the Student Advisory Board, Maria.
I'm trying to support every Saturday.
Yes, you do.
Meeting. And I'm going to also become a good learner in my computer.
Yes.
As I go along. And
absolutely.
I'm very blessed to be here with you guys.
That's right. And we are glad to have you here. And hopefully you'll take on that responsibility of making sure that our membership continues to grow by entering information as people log into our website and become members and support the great work that God has allowed us to do out here. So thank you for joining us this morning, Maria. We appreciate you.
You're
welcome. Let's see who else we have here online this morning. I believe this is our co-host. Hello, good morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. Okay, we'll come back to you. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you?
This is Tom Baker. How are you doing?
Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom Baker.
Yeah, I work at Applewhite Institute. I'm the president of the Student Advisory Board, and I help people mainly students of Applewhite Institute achieve success in the workplace. One thing I do is I tutor people at math. Another thing I do is I'm going to be helping the other people on the team that I work on, the student advisory board. I also have worked on suicide hotlines, and and I can teach pre-algebra and high school algebra. I mean, I'm not certified as a teacher, but I can help with, let's say, at least 85% of the problems people have.
And that's a very important that's a very important position to have with White Apple Institute, because many times, Tom, we have students that they're at that last class, and the last class is usually the math class, unfortunately, and that's the thing that stops them from graduating. So we certainly appreciate your efforts in that area to help us to help some of the students. And Tom is available to help you online via telephone or via internet, and so we just encourage you to come on board, and I promise that as I am Professor Applewhite, that I will definitely make sure that you are in touch with the right people to get that success journey going, okay? So that's what we're talking about today, is success stories about your journey. So, Tom, thanks a lot. We hope you come back on and share a little bit about how you've witnessed some of the people in your life going through some of the hurdles, and even yourself. Okay, so we'll come back to you. Let's get some more of these callers in. Our switchboard is lighting up here, and we appreciate you calling in to 1-646-727-3758. The call letters for the internet are whiteappleinstitute.org. That's our organization, and then the you can connect with us on internet at blogtalkradio.com, student to teacher to student radio show. And our chat session has begun. You can also chat with us. Nazim Rashid will be glad to accommodate you and give you whatever information you need if you feel a little bit apprehensive about coming on air live, okay? All right, let's see who this is coming on board. This looks like our co-host here. Good morning. This is Professor
Applewhite. Good morning, Nazim Rashid here. Good morning,
Nazim Rashid. Did you hear that great music you were playing at the beginning of the show?
Yes, I saw one of us. I was asking myself, who is that playing that horn?
Who is that playing that horn? Well, we certainly appreciate you, Nazim Rashid, for coming on board faithfully every Saturday morning, not only in the promotion of the work, the wonderful work that you do as a personal development consultant for White Apple Institute, but also as co-host of this show. So please continue to be with us as we open up the switchboard for more. And we hope that more people will come on to the chat room this morning and speak with you. Okay, and we have another caller online here. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. And who am I asked? Who's calling? You're on air.
Hi. Hello, it's me.
Who is this?
Hello, this is Nick Ligidakis from Inquell Productions.
Nicholas, thank you. I'm so glad you came on this morning. We certainly have some great questions to ask you. This is our major publisher who agreed to share with us some of the tips to publishing stories, and we want you to get a really good idea of the kinds of students that we're talking about and some of the success stories. But while we have you online, and I don't know what your time frame is this morning, but I'm hoping that we can keep you here for at least about 15, 20 minutes. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Well, much love and peace to you for helping to support this work that we're doing, Nicholas. I'm sure you've had a chance to get in touch with a little bit about what White Apple Institute is all about. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Yes. And evidently you are impressed by what we do, or you wouldn't be on the call this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, you know, Nicholas, as some of our listeners and some of the callers online this morning will tell you, is that we started this program basically almost 30 years ago, just helping one or two students as they were having trouble getting through college because they had maybe reading or math difficulties. And it just has blossomed into a full-blown organization that is now global. And what we hope to accomplish through this is to increase self-esteem and self-awareness about potential. And I think that in your lifetime, I was reading a little bit about your story, and I've talked to some other people. You've come through some tremendous challenges yourself, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And, you know, we appreciate the good work that you do. So,
thank you. Tell us a little bit about the challenges that you faced in just becoming a publisher, and you've written a few things yourself.
Well, I have written 7 books. Actually, my 7th book is going to be released on December 6th. And I wrote my first book in the late 80s.
What was the title of that book, Nick?
The Heroes of My Thoughts. It was Heroes of My Thoughts. It was a book about heroes. Yes,
Heitzo.
Mm-hmm. It was a book about growing up in Greece and the. And the lessons that I've learned growing up in that society, and the heroes refer to my parents, who are my heroes. So, so anyway, the my first couple of 3 books were self-published, and the challenge was, you know, to distribute. The distribution part was a big challenge. So. Later on, I decided to create a company that will help new authors to help them develop their writing skills and into a manuscript and produce that into a book format. And but the most difficult part was not to publish the book, but to distribute it. So we struggled for years. Very big challenge.
Yes.
So throughout the years, we struggled with going against the big publishers and the system. So we finally, the last couple of 3 years or so, we were able to put a program together that helps. And of course, we have grown since you know, the late 80s. Now we have published over 85, 90 books, 90 titles, I believe, with our.
My
company.
Goodness, that's wonderful!
And,
thank you.
That is all first-time authors, except for one or two that have been previously.
Wow! And we have a couple of people online this morning, as a matter of fact, that are good friends of yours who have in some way engaged you in. Discussing how to publish their book. One of them, of course, Nazim Rashid, who is our co-host for the show and invited you originally to the show, and we certainly appreciate him doing that kind of research. And then we have also, I believe, this next call on our switchboard are 2 people that know you pretty well, and let me go ahead and bring them up just right now. I'll introduce you, and I think you know these people pretty well. I'll let them go ahead and introduce who they are, and you'll say, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe you're online." Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Here we go. Hold on a minute. Okay. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah. Are you talking to Tom?
Tom, you're online too, but I'm trying to get into, I believe that's Jerry and Donna Govan.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure because there was
a blank. That's okay. That's all right. Is Jerry and Donna Govan online?
Yeah, this is Donna. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Donna,
good morning.
Donna and Jerry, I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years.
How are you?
Great. And you?
We're doing fine.
Things.
What a great surprise.
Yes. Well, I think that the show is just...
Yeah, you never know who you'll find on this show.
Yes. I can tell you. Nick, Jerry, and Donna Govan are great supporters of White Apple Institute. They take care of, as a matter of fact, they support our communication needs by making sure that, number one, that I'm in communication with the world and that I don't have a shutdown period. And also one of our great supporters, Dr. Martha Bergen. Hopefully she'll join us this morning. But what we wanted to talk about, we want to let Dorothy first read the description, and then we're going to come back to you, Nick, because what I'd like to find out from you is the first, what encouraged you the first time to write your first book, even though it was about your parents, it was about your life. And my assumption is that most of the time when people are writing their first book, it's usually a reflection of themselves. So I want you to focus on that for a moment as we give Dorothy Rashid an opportunity to talk about our description of the show. Dorothy? Hello, Dorothy?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you at the computer right now where you can read our description?
Okay. It's writing and publishing success stories about students and teachers. Just a second.
And this is part two. That's right. This is part two because last week we just talked about the initial part, Nicholas, and all of the other listeners out there. We just focused on the initial, how do we get in touch with our inner selves and start developing our story and feeling that confidence. And Nazim and a couple of other people from the board jumped on board and spoke about that. So White Apple Institute wants to publish some stories, right?
Right.
Okay.
About how students have overcome labels and characteristics associated with being categorized as disabled or at risk.
Yes. That's an important part, Dorothy, of how they've overcome. Because, I mean, we can spend hours talking about how people are still in situations where they're still struggling through. And we all are. I mean, the whole life thing is a journey. There's no destinations. Once you reach one, then you start another journey anyway, right? But,
right.
I mean, so this is what we want to do is try to focus on how we've overcome things and become a success. And that's what we're going to do when we go back to Nicholas in a moment. So go ahead and finish that about the theme now.
Oh, okay. The theme is especially important for students and teachers determined to succeed in the most socially disadvantaged communities in the United States. Professor Applewhite anticipates that students with mental or physical disabilities living in other parts of the world will experience a sense of hope that learning and working versus begging on the streets is possible. So our host, Professor Applewhite, and co-host Nazim Rashid have invited Nick Legidakis.
Legidakis. Great Greek name.
Okay. Sorry, Nick.
It's all Greek to me, too.
A major publisher, mentor, founder, and owner of Inkwell Publications. In addition, we're hoping to hear from Jewel Diamond Taylor, known as Self-Esteem Doctor, a successful motivational speaker, blog talk radio host, and self-made publisher.
And we can't forget, although I don't have it on here, we can't forget that we also have Jerry and Donna Govan, who just put out their first book, and I know there's more to come. Go ahead, Donna, say the title for us so we'll all have that. I don't know if we lost Donna and Jerry.
No, I had it on muted.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Take the E of ego and go.
Okay, tell our readers how to get in touch with that, and we can get it on Amazon, right?
Yeah, our website is www.eoutofego.com.
Okay, eoutofego.com. And then you self-published, too, so I want to make sure that I get a little bit of your story in here about the challenges that you went through to self-publish. And Nick had mentioned some things about distribution being the biggest challenge of self-publishing. So let's go back. Anybody have any questions right away for Nick that we can before we listen to his story? Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and listen to how Nick developed something within himself that made him pick up a pen and start writing. Nick, what was that all about?
Well, my first thought is that I wanted to engage to a serious conversation, and because I was so busy, I would go home and I lived by myself at that time, so I started talking to myself through writing. So basically, when you write, you carry on in conversation with yourself. So that was that's how I started writing. And several months, maybe a year or so later, I had a piles of papers on my desk, and I thought, well, maybe I can turn this in into a book manuscript, and but I wanted to produce a book with messages. So and my motivation was if I can make a difference to someone's life, to think positive and overcome difficulties and so on. That was my purpose. So that was
In other words, at the beginning of starting to write, the motivation came from I want to share my story and for others to help them. So it wasn't about
right.
I want to make money and become number one New York Times bestseller.
No, I we do not publish books for people with that mindset. I think that mindset is counterproductive. It's it just kind of interferes with your writing. I mean, you know, we invite writers that they come to us with nothing written, with just a thought or an idea
mm-hmm.
or a concept or a message, and
we
help them develop their writing skills. I'll say,
wow.
and most of them, they're people with a lot of issues. You know, pain.
Mm-hmm.
They've been abused. They've been beaten up. They have, you know, lost loved ones, and
yes.
through writing, they deal with the issues. I mean, that is our main purpose to take.
Well,
because
the
big publishers do not look. They only want writers with name recognitions to sell
yes.
books. So, you know, we invite writers, and as long as they're willing to work and
yes.
develop their writing skills, we'll work with them.
Well, we really appreciate hearing that, because I can tell you right away, I don't have to see them. I know that some of the listeners out there are smiling ear to ear to hear that right now, that you truly live up to being a mentor. And not only that, we have other callers on here right now that share that same kind of interest. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at, you know, one of the reasons why we put this show together specifically was because we have a lot of our students who have very, very beautiful stories about how they've overcome things. And they want to write them. And they've been told, you need to write your story. And to get them to do that, to make that first step, to put that, you know, to pick up that pen and start writing is a challenge, because many times they have language arts issues. Okay? And,
well, it's also,
and
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
It is a challenge. Actually, there is, I would say, two challenges for someone that carries a lot of pain or a lot of fear to start writing. First, they need someone to walk them through their pain,
yes.
and that is usually when a writer has the writer's blocks, they cannot overcome. So what we do, actually what I do, I walk with them through the pain and try to give pain and fear. Give them a face and a body so we can deal with it. But the main challenge is that someone that is beginning to write has so much in their mind that they don't know where to start and where to go.
Uh-huh.
So all that it takes, well, it sounds easy, but it is, it's a starting point and a direction. So what I do, I give the writer a starting point, which is a defining moment of their life or something like that, and then a direction where to go with it. And also writing works in layers. You know, it's not one draft and you do the book. It's just several
right.
layers of writing to get to a manuscript that we can hand to an editor and go from there. So, and once they learn the process, once they learn how to take the thought and illustrate pictures with words, then they can
yes.
write as many books. And like people like me that they were born and raised in a different country, for
yes.
me, writing is very challenging because I think in Greek and write in English, and to translate
yes.
a thought,
yes. Yes.
well, to translate a thought from one language to another, it's a very slow process because, you know, it is not an easy thing. So
you will certainly appreciate that when you speak about different language, that some of our listeners, believe it or not, are deaf, and they use TDY and other means to listen to our show. So that's a different language in itself. And
right,
then
right.
We also have those who are Spanish speakers who have challenges with transferring their words into English. One of the things that I want you and all of our listeners out there to understand is that we're not, White Apple Institute is not about publishing anything. We as a professor, I have come across so many students, as I said earlier, that want to write, and they have this challenge. And I bring up the word catharsis, and I know you'll hear Nazim when he comes on to talk a little bit about this. Writing is a catharsis. As a psychologist, I'm very, very interested in the healing process for many of our students. And you kind of alluded to that.
Yeah, it's therapy of the mind. That's where I go.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And so from our standpoint, although we're not in, I mean, if somebody makes the New York Times bestseller list, that's great. But our purpose in pulling this particular show together is that we will encourage those who have great stories to kind of like send them in to us, and so that we can talk to you more about how to put something together. And the only reference that I can give to you is the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. I guess it's a series now.
Right.
Are you familiar?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, I mean, if you remember, I mean, Mark Hansen and Jack Canfield, their initial stories were just about, you know, getting people to write in different things, and then they put them together in this volume. And that's what we would hope to do, is to publish something under White Apple Institute that would have a number of stories from our students that would, again, go back to your original statement, encourage and motivate others to do wonderful things with their life. And
yes,
so that's,
well,
that's our purpose.
And I work a lot with young people. I did a program that in schools to work with 6th and 7th graders. Actually, I have four young writers. Two of them, through my guidance, they have published books at the age of 15 or 16.
Wonderful.
I have helped a blind person to write.
Yes.
A 90-year-old, 80-year, but anyway.
We love
that.
I just want you to hold on just a second here. Our switchboard
sure.
is lighting up again. We've got people calling in. They want to talk to you. So let me go ahead and just ask you to hold just for a minute as we invite other listeners to join us. Thank you for holding on and being patient with us. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. Please state your name.
Good morning, Professor Applewhite. This is Angelo Walker. How are you today?
Good morning, Angelo Walker. Boy, I'm so glad you joined us on this show today. Angelo, tell the audience a little bit about what you do for White Apple Institute.
And good morning, family. I'm a peer counselor in training. And
yes, you are.
I like, from what I've heard so far, this gentleman, I says, he said something about a lot of people don't have anything written down. But to come with him with an idea, you know, through my years, I've kept journals, and I kept them had a series of journals, you know, and I found out that as time went on, as I got older, I had to rewrite and go back into some of the things that I had left out because, like you said, the pain. I had a hard time dealing with the pain part of my life because until I went through therapy, I had to find out that I could do it and be honest with other people, you know, about exactly what my story is.
Yeah.
You know my story, but I also like to let people know who and what I am and where I came from so that maybe one day in their lifestyle, their lifetime, they can identify with my pain so to help them get through theirs.
And that's one of the reasons why you're such a great peer counselor in training. And we appreciate you and appreciate you working with Tom Baker, our Student Advisory Board President, because, you know, Tom has an abundance of knowledge to share. We have one more caller coming on from a 973 area code. Let me say good morning to them. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
It's Habibullah. It's Habibullah Salim.
Well, thank you for calling in, Habibullah Salim, another a publisher in his own right who has a marvelous newsletter that goes out, Nicholas. So do you have any questions or statements for Nicholas this morning? Anybody can just jump in and start asking him questions, please.
Can I say something in reference to Angelo? You know, the main objective, well, actually our main objective with the writers is to find their voice, to find their writing voice. and write with clarity and courage. And in order to do that, they have to deal with their own issues first. So that's what we do first.
We try to
get them to find their writing voice, and because if you don't write with clarity and courage, and you're not going to be a good writer. So that I understand what Angela was saying about dealing with your own issues first, which is not an
And you
issue.
Know, and that's very important for all of our students. And so you're hearing Angelo as a success story now, even though he's still on his journey, as we all are. Angelo comes to us because now he is ready to share, and there was a time when he wasn't ready to share. And we have our whole operation, Nicholas, is about counseling. As a certified counselor, I'm making sure that everyone on the student advisory board is trained to deal with others that call in as peers, and that they share their story, and that they're ready to share their story without becoming part of their problem, becoming more of a solution to how can we work on this together. And so it's really important. I love what you said just now, because that's exactly where we're at. And
you cannot write with pain and or with anger. You have to write about pain and about anger. You cannot carry an angry or a painful conversation with a reader. Mm-hmm. You have to talk about the issues, not mm-hmm. so to become a good writer, it takes a lot of work, but we give them the opportunity to do so. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, I understand what you're saying. You know, like I said, it took me a long time to get honest with myself and to take a thorough inventory of where I came from, what I did, and where I'm at today. You know, because a lot of people need to know how a person got through certain issues, you know, and today I'm dealing with a lot of things in life that I couldn't deal with before.
Yes.
And we're certainly proud of you.
We're certainly proud
of you for that, Angelo.
Well, to answer your question,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to make sure that we're all on time. We have about 27 minutes remaining right now, and I know our co-host has some things that he wants to interject here. So I'll let you finish your thought, Nicholas and Angelo, and then we'll listen to Nazim Rashid. Thank you.
Well, I was going to say to Angelo that through writing, you'll find the courage to talk about, but you also need someone to help you with that, to be like a sounding board, if you will, to listen and reveal all that there is, and together, that would be a writing coach to help you overcome the difficulties, and I think people need help to do that. That they try to do on their own, it takes a long, long time to get there. So,
and sometimes it's never done, and they unfortunately pass on to the next dimension with their stories untold, stories that could help so many people to grow and to have a beautiful journey in this lifetime, in this dimension. So we certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. It sounds to me like you almost play a counselor role yourself, in a sense.
I do.
I'm sure you invite people, if they are dealing with pain in the present tense, to go ahead and seek some counseling before they're ready to start writing, because that can be very explosive if you are not finished with dealing with your pain. Like Nick
Absolutely.
Said a little while ago, your story should be about the pain, not while you're in the pain. Did I say that right, Nicholas?
Yes, you're so right. Yes, absolutely.
Nazim Rashid, anything you'd like to interject at this point? Because, your book, talk about your book Reconnecting and how that's coming along, please.
Well, I have to concur with everything Nick is saying. It's so wonderful. And looking at when you write about pain or write about your situation, you have to be out of it first. Because what happens when you're in it, you're so caught up with emotions and so forth, and so caught up with even judgmental kind of thoughts that you can't express yourself clearly. So it's important to move yourself first. And when I write, I always have to think about how it looks like from another person's perspective. So I have to kind of embody myself in someone else's, form first and look at it from that perspective. And too many times, when we're writing, we're looking at it from just our perspective only, instead of someone else's. So we have to take on someone else's, maybe two or three or four different people's perspective, and look at it that way and see if it still makes sense. But we have to look at it from a very intelligent perspective. Now, my book, Reconnecting, is about going back and really connecting ourselves to our child self when we were growing up and filling some of those old emotional voids by using guided imagery and visualization and a lot of pictures and so forth, and actually going back and creating some scenes, kind of like writing your own play and creating some of the emotional experiences and developing really a virtual family so you have memories you can go to in your mindset to have comfort and peace. And in doing this, I naturally had to go through some things myself and come out of it and look at it from another person's perspective in order to write about it. So that's what I'm doing now. And right now, I'm just about done with it now. And I'm proud to say that Nick is definitely going to be a mentor for me, and I'm going to definitely turn everything over to him real soon, and we'll go to another level. So I really appreciate him being on the show and everybody, you know, really plugging in to the real help that they can really get. Nick is offering tremendous help. And I think we all need to kind of just say thank you. It's a wonderful thing.
And we encourage our listeners, because we have so many people on Switchboard actively and calling. If you have background noise going on, if you could just mute that out, there's no way for me to tell. And I can't go through a screening here, so please be kind enough to mute if you have other things going on. Nicholas, one of the things when we talk about catharsis, it leads me back into asking Jerry Govan to talk a little bit about the factor that he has in himself when he talks about the ego, helped a lot of people to understand not only his own ego. Now, he wrote from his perspective and his story. But I think in some ways, Jerry, in your conversations with others, and Donna, you can answer this too, other people have said that listening to your story about your ego overcoming it, they have also been able to do that. Is that right?
Yeah, and I wanted to toss in one thing, too. After Nick was talking, we took a lesson from Nick, and that's why he knows us. And one of the really awesome benefits of being a couple and writing a book together is that, like he was saying, you need somebody to help draw it out and then to hear it and to rehear it and how to express it. So after we got the idea of what to do to get started, then we were able to take off and do it as a couple together, mostly Jerry's stories, like you're saying, but then I was able to help see, well, how would we express this so that it could be of help to people?
And like Nick said, that we had to have a purpose in the book we wrote. So our book, Take the E Out of Ego and Go, is more of a workbook as well, because it has Go PowerPoints, which are points that people can work off of from themselves. And so as people share their story, just like your example of chicken soup for the soul, there certainly one great example that could be done with all the people that you've touched who have overcome their handicaps or whatever adversary thing that they've had to deal with. For us, the ego is, you know, we don't try to define ego. Ego is how we work with it in ourselves and having our own persona be balanced.
Very good point. Habibul, anything you wanted to add on to that?
Yes, I just want to say that in writing your story, many times, you know, you may get some powerful content. I know when I first started writing my book, my content was very, very strong. However, I didn't have what people call a professional cover for my book. And it had a way of, in a sense, discouraging me to a certain point, because I felt that I had to have this very elaborate cover and in order to sell my book. And I did a presentation at a principal's meeting once, and I sold at least about 100 books without any problem, but the cover wasn't that great. But I was so happy to know that people didn't look at the cover. They were so hung up on the content, and they bought the book because of the content rather than the cover, even though I believe that covers are necessary in terms of making them elaborate at some point. but it can be discovered.
Worth a thousand words, as we know, the picture's worth a thousand words, and so there's a good point in that. But I think even a greater point that you've made is that content is important. But how do you, Nick, and maybe you can answer this for us? How do we get the, you know, other people to understand what the content is inside of our book so that we can help others if they do, you know, have a need for that? Now, I mean, as we put together our stories here, and hopefully you'll help us to do that, I'm sure you'll guide us along on some ways to distribute this effectively. But just quickly, if you could come up with some ideas about how do we get content?
Well, to put it... To make it simple, it takes a whole team of people to produce a good book. The writer is not enough.
Okay. Right.
You need a good editor, a proofreader, a professional typesetting. You need a good cover. That is essential. A good cover and a good name. Because when the book sits on the shelf on a bookstore and you... There's thousands of books. I mean, your eye will stop on something that is powerful, something that draws your attention. So
I know.
I'm sorry, Angelo, but it's good to when you do a public speaking per se, and you have the people in front of you. Of course, they're going to buy your book. But for the general distribution, for the mass distribution, you need. Actually, the book buyers, the book distributors have a certain format that we want. They want endorsements at the back of the cover. They want to cut, you know, the category of the book so the bookstores know what shelf to put it on. So there's a lot more than a writer knows to put a book that can be successful in the general distribution. It's not... The writer is not enough. It takes a team of people to produce a good book.
Yes.
So that is my experience anyway.
Well, one of the things that helped with my book when I first started was the title of the book. And the book, Dr. Applewhite, you talk about it a lot. But dead teachers should not be allowed to teach live students.
Right.
And I was shocked when a principal bought my book, and he says, "I don't care what the content is. I love the cover. I love what that is saying. I'm going to do a workshop with my teachers, and just the cover, dead teachers should not be allowed to teach live students. I want that book." And
yes.
So he bought it, and I was shocked that was the reason that he was buying it, because he loved the just what was said on the cover, not
right,
so much
right.
The cover was elaborate.
So what you're saying is what I just exactly said exactly, that every little detail helps the sales of the book.
Uh-huh.
The name, the cover, the contents, everything. So.
And the cover page doesn't have to necessarily be an illustration, right, Nick? It can be the title, as Habibola was referencing.
I'm sorry, the cover?
It doesn't have to necessarily be the illustration on the cover, but the title is important.
The title is very important. As
okay.
Angelo stated, you know, the title sold his book.
Yes, yes. Are there any other questions? I would like to get some questions going here in the few moments that we have left with Nick and other publishers. We have Jerry and Donna Govan, don't forget that. We have Nazim Rashid. So any of our listeners out there that have other questions, please feel free to ask questions at this point. I know some of you are taking some great notes right now. We have another caller online. Please introduce yourself. This is Professor Applewhite.
Gigi Wilson.
Hi. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
And where are you calling in from?
I'm actually calling in from Chandler, Arizona, and I'm one of the new authors that just met Nick and started writing my book about 3 weeks ago.
Hi,
oh,
Gigi.
Wonderful.
Yes. And I know exactly what he said when you go through that moment where you freeze, because that is exactly what happened to me when I first started writing. I just called him up crying. I just said I couldn't do this. It was too emotional as I started going through journals.
Mm-hmm.
And he guided me through that. And a week and a half later, I have 12 chapters. And I'm just writing away.
Wow.
I'm excited. And he's there with you every step along the way. You call him if you have a writer's block, if you're panicking, if you have questions, if you don't know your writing style. And he takes you through each and every step.
Well, Gigi, thank you so much for that endorsement, because we certainly hope that he's going to take on our small project here with some of our
students. I'm really proud of Judy. She's doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
Dr. Appleway.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Dr. Appleway, I just want to ask one question.
Yes,
what
please.
Kind of money? What kind of money is needed in terms of getting your book, number one, you know, put together in a way? I mean, what's like the minimum or what's like the maximum? Because people also back off of, you know, they write and get their writing done. Now all of a sudden they're like, oh, what do I do now? I don't have the money to do this or do that. I mean, what kind of money is needed to
Good
really
point.
Make sure a book sells or goes well?
Let's
okay,
let Nick answer that
yeah.
and any of our other publishers, please.
Well, let me give you my website first because there's information there about that. It's inkwellproductions.com, inkwellproductions.com. And my phone number is 480-315-3781. The concept of our publishing is a partnership between the author and the publisher. That means that the author and the publisher share the expenses 50-50 to produce a book. Now, what kind of money needed? It all depends on how much work the, you know, I mean, if a children's book and it has illustrations and color pages, it's expensive. But my work with the author is free.
The
author does
wonderful.
Not.
And that's why, I mean, you're a spiritual
author,
mentor.
Well, the author does not pay me for my work as long as they sign on to produce a book with us.
Yes.
So, but the thing here is not how much money you spend, which is not a lot, actually, because we get good prices for printing and editing and so on. It's
mm-hmm.
how you're going to sell your book and recover your investment. That would do very well.
Give us a kind of like a. Can you give us a like a minimum ballpark of what kind of money we need to have just to get into distribution
well,
on the most
author,
minimal level?
Well, the author probably
spends
anywhere from I don't know $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 to produce
okay.
2,000 books.
Okay.
So, but, you know, we don't know the exact price
okay.
because that depends on how many pages, how much editing, and so on.
Sure, sure. But that's a good ballpark. In other words, you know, having at least a couple of $1,000 to go into a project would be a good idea.
Well, to start, they need $1,000 as a retainer, and the rest of
uh-huh.
the money is not needed until the book is ready to go to the press.
Right, and then that depends on how many copies. And the minimum amount of copies, is there a minimum amount of copies that...
Yes, we do 2,000.
2,000 is the minimum,
yeah.
okay.
Because
so
we get a better price per copy. If you do, you know, 2,000, you get a good price per copy. If you do 500 books, it will cost you more per copy. And when you sell books to the distributors and and bookstores... that they take away a huge percentage, we have no room to make money. So the 2,000 is the breaking point to get a good price per copy of the book.
Now, the good part about what Nick is saying to all our listeners out there is that in being a student of White Apple Institute and him taking on our project is that it would be one book, and so we all could share cost in putting that together. And so... submitting your story would be one part. And Nick, the way that we like to do things, especially even in my classroom, is that I never require punctuation or grammar checks. I just tell them to just start writing and just write from your heart and don't worry about the correction process at the beginning. And so
yes.
this allows them to feel a sense of freedom
yes.
without a discipline. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's
okay.
the right way to do it. That's why we have editors and proofreaders.
Right. There you go. There you go. So I hope all of you are taking all of that into account. I don't know if there have been a lot of people that have gone onto our chat line to speak with Nazim at this point, but I do encourage you, with 10 minutes remaining on the show right now, that you can also get some of your questions in, and we will follow up with Nick. Just make sure if you did get his numbers that you call into White Apple Institute. I can assure you that Dorothy Nichols-Rashid, as our resource consultant, we'll make sure that you get in touch with Nick if you wanted to do this on a more individual basis. But for those students that are part of White Apple Institute, please make sure you keep in mind everything that he's told you. I'd like to go back to Nick in just a moment, and any of our, Jerry and Donna Govan, if you'd like to jump in at this point, or any of our other publishers of Bibla, to come up with at least five tips, five strategies for from the beginning to the distribution and sales part that we'd like to leave our listeners with. Before we do that, do you mind if we take just a moment, because I don't want to run out of time before Dorothy comes on and thanks our sponsors for today's show. Dorothy? I think Dorothy and Tom are going to. Tom, feel free to join with Dorothy, and we don't want to forget any of our sponsors today.
Okay. I want to remember, I want us all to remember, Wendy Duncan's Insurance Agency at 480-620-6013. Oh, I'm sorry, that's 620-6013.
Well, we can, our listeners can always contact our show if you weren't able to get the numbers. As a matter of fact, we'll just go ahead and list their names and what they do, and then you can just contact White Apple Institute. Dorothy will give you that information as she finishes the resources for today. Don't forget that wonderful program that you got us all into, because it's coming up on the holidays, Dorothy.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
White Apple Institute, blastoff.com.
Right.
When you shop, you get cash back. And when you share with others, you get a little bit of cash back, too. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. So great way to support White Apple Institute. And have fun while you're doing it.
I had a couple of people call, as a matter of fact, to ask more about that. And one of them just went on the site while they were on the phone with me. And they said it was very easy to access into. So basically, it's just, I mean, the same mall that you would online shop at anyway, if you online shop. I mean, this is really for online shoppers, right?
Yes, I bought my airline tickets there. Yeah, great. I reserved my rental car there as well, so it's wonderful. That's it.
Danita? Professor Applewhite. Hello?
Okay. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you there. So something happened to Professor Applewhite then.
Oh, is that what happened?
And,
well, this is
yeah.
Jerry, and we were going to toss in another comment. Do you think we're still online with people?
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're
I
there.
Can hear you. This
yes,
is Tom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you're there.
All right. Well, Jerry was going to say something about the Dragon Naturally Speaking software that might help some people.
So for those of you who have computers, one of the best investments we made in doing our book was Dragon Speaking Naturally and having it, getting used to me and my voice so that I could dictate it. It would type it for us, and then Donna would edit it. The other thing that happened for us that was really important, that when we realized where the trend of our book was going, we realized we needed an editor who really had some knowledge of that subject. And we were fortunate in putting the word out and having that person appear within 24 hours when we finally came of realization.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe one of the 5 points that, Danita, you were asking for to help sort of wrap this up that will help people as they're getting their feet wet in writing is, and Nick probably has this fairly well summarized also, but one of the key points for us was besides getting the security and being willing to, you know, take what's in your heart and put it on a piece of paper, but the next thing is to think all the way to the end and always be thinking of the reader and the person that we are directing it toward or helping, because
right.
Faster than you think, all of a sudden you're out there with a book in hand and you're thinking, now, who was that I was going to market this to? So So we tried to keep that in mind all the way along and always keep that person in mind. And I think Nick even told us this at the beginning. It's almost like having a conversation with that person heart to heart.
Right, exactly.
That is great. Yes, thank you. Wonderful information. Thank you.
Nick, still on. Nick has a new book out himself, and he's having an introduction of that type. First weekend in December, I think. Nick, are you there?
Yes, yes, December 6th. Actually, that is a book that I've been working on for 8 years, 800 pages long.
Oh,
wow.
My
name is,
wow.
The name is Power and Defiance, The Human Struggle for Social Justice. In this book represents a lifelong dream of me putting into narrative form my many observations of the brilliance and kindness of the human spirit. It is a very, very deep book, and it was very complicated to put together, but very easy to read. I think there's three or four books synthesized into one, so I'm very, very proud of this one. It's the book signing is the New Vision Center on Hayden and Mountain View in Scottsdale, Arizona, on Sunday, December 6th, between 2 to 6.
I'm so glad you mentioned the city and state, because many of our callers are from all over the world. So, Doug, do you travel and also, you know, to promote your book, do you travel to other states and countries?
I like to promote my authors before I promote my work. But with this one, I'm going to have to travel, yes.
Yes.
Dr. Applewhite?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to say this. I have to get off. This is real quick. It just says, write your book, overcome the fear. Write your book for others to cheer. Cheer for learning. Cheer to be glad. Write your book with pencil and pad. Write your book again and again. Write your book and make a new friend.
Nice.
That sounds great.
Nice. All right.
We are very, very happy to have him here. Nick, we can't tell you how much we appreciate your time this morning that you've taken. And I can tell you without even hesitation that all of our listeners, we range over 1,000 listeners every Saturday and a number of callers that, as you see, participating. And we really appreciate that. I know that I think we have someone here in our studio right now today that wanted to – did you want to ask him a question?
Not really.
You wanted to thank him for
– I'm Jerry, Geraldine Weary-Dew. I am a client advocate in training. I've been with the White Apple Institute for about 2 months now and have learned a lot, and I'm continuing to learn, and I was really excited about the stories that we're all having a mindset about and getting into the position to publish. And I was happy to hear the comments that you were making. I'm not even a novice. I'm not even there, but I'm just really happy. We need the help that we can get, because we're telling everybody we're going to be publishing. And I was telling all of my friends and acquaintances that I've been telling about White Apple Institute this week that we're going to be meeting with a major publisher this Saturday. So thank you so much. And we really hope that we'll be able to call on you to help us out.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much. Anybody else
thank
with you. About a minute remaining here. Nazim, anything you want to close with? Thanking him and the callers?
Anyone that needs help with writing or information about how to publish your book, here's my number. It's 480-315-3781, and I'll be glad to provide you with all the information that I have.
Will you be willing to help us with this format of Chicken Soup for the Soul, kind of like publishing the stories of our students? Will you be willing to help us to at least put this idea together?
Yeah, absolutely. I told Nazim I'll help him anytime he wants. Just give me a call.
Thank you very much. Any of our students today just want to say thank you very much to him?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank him for having me on.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, take care.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Much peace and love. We'll be in touch with you soon.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye.
We hope to have another show around publishing probably after the holidays. So be back on and tell us his book. Wish you much and peace. This is Professor Applewhite. Now, your show on the internet. And peace to all of you around the globe. Courage, one to write your story this week. Thank you from below. Thank you, Nazim. Thank you.
Thank you.